Topping our news at this hour, the U.S. Postal Service has voluntarily agreed to a five-month moratorium on closing any post offices. This will give Congress more time to enact postal reform legislation. 41 post offices in Oregon were slated to be closed in a cost-saving measure, including the one in Sun River. State Senator Chris Telfer applauds the move to take a pause.
I'm encouraged that they're stepping back, particularly for the state of Oregon, where, in fact, you know, we vote by mail. And if you start closing post offices, you're closing the ballot box to Oregonians, particularly rural Oregonians. And I think so stepping back is and taking a breather is a good sign.
The moratorium on closing post offices will go through May 15, 2012. The announcement on the moratorium followed a meeting on Monday between several senators and the U.S. Postmaster General. Local police are urging pedestrians to be careful. That warning after another fatal pedestrian accident in Bend. Police say 77-year-old Robert Clark of Bend was struck by a car shortly before 9 o'clock last night on Northeast 27th Street near Safeway. Lieutenant Brian Kindle says that is a busy street and Clark was wearing dark clothing and was about 200 feet away from the nearest crosswalk.
Clark had crossed in an area where it was dimly lit, not easily seen, and not in a crosswalk or area pre-designated.
The driver's 19-year-old Sierra Edwards of Bend. She was not cited in that fatal crash. It has been a deadly year for pedestrians in Central Oregon. There were at least four fatal crashes involving pedestrians in 2011 and one serious accident that sent a teenage Bend girl to the emergency room. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
The accident on busy 27th Street marks the second pedestrian fatal in Bend this year. The first one was in January on 3rd Street near Revere. In Madras, a 7-year-old boy was killed when he darted in front of a truck one morning. And in Redmond, a 35-year-old local man was killed by a semi as he tried to cross Highway 97. Both of those happened in August. Steve Esselstyn with the Bend Police Department agrees it's been a bad year.
Yeah, pedestrians and bicycles and just anybody that is crossing a road, usually they think, well, it's going to be safe because I don't see anything coming. But then again, they may be impaired. The sun may be in their eyes, or it may be dark enough for somebody's coming around the corner. You have to make sure that you realize you are vulnerable when crossing a street.
He says when you're on foot, you have to always assume that the driver doesn't see you. In Bend, I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND.
About 145 patients who visited St. Charles recently are getting letters in the mail saying that there was a privacy breach that could affect them. In late October, an employee laptop was stolen from their car parked outside their home. Lisa Goodman with St. Charles says the case is considered low risk for several reasons.
Number one, the laptop was password protected. And number two, the file that contained the patient's information was in fact deleted. So the person who has possession of the laptop would have to figure out a way to retrieve that file. At this time, we don't have any knowledge or evidence that the information on that laptop has been used improperly or even accessed for that matter. So we do believe this is a low-risk breach.
St. Charles is offering those affected by the breach a fraud monitoring service for a year, and going forward, they are moving to encrypt more patient files. The state's continuing budget woes have prompted Governor Kitzhaber to implement a statewide hiring freeze.
The governor is collaborating with legislative leaders on an approach to ensure that we have the resources in place to deliver the services that Oregonians need and deserve, and it really in the most efficient and effective way possible.
Tim Raphael in the governor's office says the freeze will be in effect at least until the 2012 session when lawmakers get a new revenue forecast. The freeze includes the hiring of any new troopers. Troopers already hired or in training will not be affected. And Redmond's new outdoor ice skating rink will open to the public this Friday, weather permitting. As long as there is no rain or a major snowstorm, the ice rink will open at 5 p.m. on Friday. Community Development Director Heather Richards says they have a lot of fun things planned.
So for the opening night, 5 o'clock is going to be the ribbon cutting ceremony, and then people will be allowed on the ice after that. And then Desert Song Community Church, which is one of our downtown churches, is organizing a screening of Polar Express, the movie. We're setting up the screen right by the ice skating rink so that those who are skating as well as those who are observing will be able to watch the movie. And then the church is also providing free popcorn with that. And then we will have a cafe that's open for hot cocoa and hot drinks.
The rink will cost $1 for users and another $3 to rent skates. A reduced rate is available for qualifying families through Redmond Parks and Rec.